Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up, the exciting return of Who Sucks Less? Our question, who got angry, then what did they do? And here come those emails in the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
You've got mail.
Who got angry, guys? I've been a professional cook for the past 12 years. One night in the middle of service on a very busy night, I was waiting to talk to our banquet manager about a 40-person group that we had on site. A newer male server came in and decided his time was more valuable than mine. He cut in front of me, less than a 2 foot between the manager and I, and after a very brief "dude, seriously" comment, I snapped and picked him up by his hips like a ballerina and threw him about 6 feet away from me and told him that if he ever F with me again, I would effing hit him. After 3 days of meetings and human resources, surprisingly enough, I wasn't fired. Him and I now work on the basis of mutual respect and boundaries. That from Kyle.
Do what works.
Mm-hmm. In regards to why did someone get so mad, back in my early 20s, I worked at a pizza delivery place, and my boss was a real a-hole at the time. He was also rather stupid and didn't realize I knew the passcode to unlock his phone. So during this really bad phase, I went back to his office, unlocked his phone, looked up a picture of the blue waffle disease, and placed that as his home screen when he tried to unlock the phone. Then I changed the password on him. Every time he tried to guess the password on his phone, he had to look at that gnarly thing there. He was so pissed when he found out it was me, he wouldn't let me work for more than 2 weeks. Well worth it, though. Stay cool. That's from your buddy Clown Shoes.
Clown Shoes.
Just bringing the funny. On to the birthday shout-outs, guys. It's my little brother Wyatt's birthday, and I think he needs a suck-it-up cupcake, a Leroy Jenkins, and some dirty Germans talking about video games. That from his sister, Cassidy.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, I am all about this video, but often when I am in fault in video, it's not so much games.
Yeah, so you know, the best parts about the video games is you're going to end up in my special place, the gulag. We all know you suck, so you end up saying a lot.
Yeah, that is also the nickname of my penis, the gulag.
Yeah. Hop on my two-wheeler.
The gulag. Yeah, the gulag.
Yeah, I don't want to call anybody out, but some people, you know who you are. You spend a lot of time in there.
That's what Juan Black calls it.
Juan Black.
Guys, today is my little brother Dylan, pronounced Pickle's 29th birthday. He is the best single dad ever, and I wish I could be as good as a person as him. So how about a big old Leroy Jenkins in Melbourne, Ted, asking for construction advice? That from his brother Austin.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Ah, Ted here from Melbourne. You got a flat head. Phillips head.
Oh.
Give me a hammer. Saw. Bandsaw.
Mm-hmm.
Construction belt. Hard hat.
Jeans.
And boots, mate. You need some boots. I'm just trying to think. What do you get on a construction site?
Measuring tape.
You know, funny enough, I have a measuring tape. I have a measuring tape. I have one of those 6-in-1 screwdrivers and a hammer.
You don't need too much more of that.
and some nails.
Yeah.
All right. Put that hammer to work.
Guys, can I get a birthday shout out from my brother from another mother? He's a long-haired auto mechanic named Donnie. So how about a Leroy Jenkins, a Ric Flair woo, and the Dirty Germans talking about what they would do to his crankshaft and tailpipe. Keep on rocking, bitches. That from Todd.
Let's do this. Leroy
Yeah, I would not do much, but safe to say, eventually I would remove the banana from your tailpipe.
Yeah, so I would stick my banana in the tailpipe, and then grab your right hand and cut out the crankshaft.
Here's a, I don't know if you can do this one or not, Steve, we'll see. Subject, happy birthday, Jeff. Can you guys wish my brother-in-law a happy birthday? And can we get Thrill saving him from the monster with some shotgun gets? Thanks, guys. You are awesome. That from Jacoby.
Oh, I'm afraid I can't save you from the monster, but get.
Guys, can you please wish my brother from another mother, Lawrence, a happy birthday from his many trips around the sun with a barbershop fish sandwich, a Leroy Jenkins, and some Dirty Germans with some chocolate love. Thanks, guys. That from Jeff B. and Cedro Woolley.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, if you want it to be chocolatey, just remove it quickly and stay behind me.
Yeah, it's chocolate love, you kinky, kinky man.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were in success. It's very specific, but you know what? I'll brew one up for you.
Yeah, I will bring my chocolate sausage.
Hello, guys, it's my sexy husband Jesse's 43rd birthday today. Please give him a fish sandwich and the Dirty Germans talking about riding his brand new electric bike. Thanks, guys. That from Tamzilla, who says, P.S., all of our kids are calling me a crazy person now because your all Tammy's are all crazy rants a few weeks ago. It's not true, I tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what the Tammy would say.
Yeah, Tamzilla.
I have a fish sandwich.
Yeah, tonight we're going to make Jesse messy.
Yeah, this electric bike is great. It matches your favorite toy. It's electric.
Yeah, are the batteries interchangeable?
It's electric.
If you need batteries, go to the top drawer of the nightstand.
Those electric bikes are dope.
Mm-hmm. They really are.
What do they call them? Are they pedal assist or are they just electric bikes?
I saw one today that had a tag on it for $1,200. Guy was parked out in front of the coffee spot, and he had a tag on it for sale. I was like, $1,200? That was a lot more money than I thought they were.
Yeah, but I still got a pedal.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, happy 78th birthday to Brady McCoy. Give your son Kyle Luigi and your wife too many shots. Also, an original fish sandwich. Love you, my Irish soldier. That from Brian.
Fish sandwich.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Bitches. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweineflies.
Couple extra emails. It says, what up, dogs?
What up, dog?
What up, Alexi dog? Here, which is my furry name and kids app, emailing you guys to let you know that I heard your discussion on furries but was unable to text as I was at work. I'm a writer for a comic series with 3 books complete and thought you'd be interested in reviewing it. It's an adult gay romance but has so much more to offer. Email me and I'll send you the clean version first, and if you like that, the adult version. Sincerely, your fan, Alexi. Do we want any of the comic books from Alexi? Sure, send them in, Alexi. We'll take a look at
it. But don't give us the clean version first.
Yeah, give them both. That way you don't have to mail it twice. You know what I'm saying?
And is it... He said he's a furry, but then it's like gay erotica. So is it furry gay or just regular gay?
I'm not sure.
We can only dream, Ted.
Yeah.
Well, if there's furries involved, I'm in.
All right, cool, cool.
I might have him on my podcast.
You can do a review. Subject, air fryer. Hey, guys, what's the name of that badass air fryer that you guys keep talking about? That from Scooby.
You know, I emailed him back and said, Scoob, man, it's simple. Either go Cuisinart or go Ninja. You can probably go any one, but those two. I own a Cuisinart, but I've heard Ninja is exceptional.
Mm-hmm. Here's a kind of a sad
go
email.
Go Ninja, go.
Yeah.
That's talking to me, or you?
Kind of a sad email here. But the subject is love you guys. And I'll tell you why it's sad in a minute. Guys, I listen to the show every day, and if I can't listen live, I catch up on radio.com. Anyway, I work at a junkyard in Chehalis, and we get cars from insurance auctions all over the state. And today, I was in a car, pulling it apart, and found this on the floor. I was so excited about it because I love you guys. I've not been able to go to one of your events to meet you guys personally. Sometimes you just have to get excited about the small things in life. So thank you guys and have a great day. That from Jared in one of the cars that was brought back to his junkyard. Lo and behold, it was an all-access pass to Red Festival.
Ah.
That's exactly what was.
Yeah.
An
all-access pass
to Red Festival.
It's in the junkyard.
Well, it was in the car.
It was in a junkyard.
Yeah, it was taken to a junkyard from an insurance company. I guess the car had been totaled, so they take the car back.
Oh, that makes you feel better.
Yeah, and then there's the other pass.
Because there is no Red Festival.
Down there under the seats.
That's why we should make our own beer, Mom.
All right. The subject is Elysian beer.
Oh, what do you know?
If Elysian released a men's room IPA, I'd buy the effing S out of it. You guys mentioned maybe getting Elysian to release a new beer. My favorite style is the IPA. Release a men's room IPA and the Fisher House will get money from me forever. That from Parker.
Forever,
Parker,
huh?
It's a little bit too late on that. Unfortunately,
we
had some big plans for the 10th anniversary of Men's Room Red.
He didn't say Red Festival. He said a beer.
Yeah,
and
beer.
I'm all about pushing a beer. Why don't we do beer?
Part of the plan that we kind of had initially was that we would maybe come out with a new beer for the 10-year anniversary, kind of throw some kind of party, not necessarily Red Festival. Maybe it would be focused on Red Festival, but...
plans change, bro. It's 2020.
That, yeah, but...
It's 2020, and to show my disapproval, look, this is just my stance. No one's having a great year, right? Most people tend to agree 2020 sucks. And look, like anybody, you swallow the bitter pill, all right? We all get what's going on, but selfishly, one of the things I look forward to was the fact that it's the 10th anniversary of our Men's Room Red. And so Red Festival this year, including Red Zeppelin, was going to be, well, basically a big blowout, right? Mm-hmm. It's a decade, and 2020 poo-pooed on that as well. Now, frankly, now it's personal, right? Now it is personal, so I think it's an FU, the middle finger. That's why I'm like, man, Mike, did you send an email to the boss? Because I didn't see the invisible CC or whatever the hell you call it.
I did. I'm working on it as we speak.
Are you just saying that because you know how I am?
Well, no, I got a lot to do back here, there's a lot that I'm working on, but yeah, it got sent off.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Miles, if you want to feel worse, also, like, you didn't even know this, besides Zeppelin, Post Malone.
Post Malone.
Post Malone, yeah.
Now he can. Now he can.
But look, man, I just say we just... If you like our beer, and you would like us to perhaps dabble in the idea of making another beer, just let us know.
You don't have
to drink any.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Whatever you guys
I'll drink it with you, Thrill.
There you go.
Drink it anytime.
All right.
Anytime beer.
But first...
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less.
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less. Steve Troy Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. All of them suck to some or most of the time pretty bad degree. It's up to you to determine, out of the three stories, which of the three stories suck the least. Now, if you like the Men's Room on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Oh, by the way, a comment just came in. It says, give me a break. There are a million IPAs out there. Men's Room should not touch that bastard beer. You know, what kind of beer do you think it should be? Because, look, if you're all in for us to do a beer, man, I just think you should let us know. I'll leave it at that. But Who Sucks Less is where we're at, as we do each week. There are three stories, basically an equal suckiness. There's always some veritable difference in there that leads you to believe that one person or group of people sucks less than the others, generally based on how much you think someone else sucks. So today, all of these stories are pretty well the same, but we will start over in England. And let's face it, fat shaming, all too common, pretty much all over the world. And while judging people on the basis of their looks, it's a lowly thing to begin with, but to then make them the subject of your laughter, and then even worse, doing it in public, that's about as bad as it gets. So when some people in a club in England decided to laugh when a rather rotund man tried to dance the night away, they didn't know they were actually getting him and subjecting him to embarrassment. This particular story, again, takes place in Britain. A troll posted a picture and video online of this guy dancing. He's just at the club having a good time. And it says, quote, spotted this specimen trying to dance the other week. He stopped when he saw us laughing. Anyway, with an interview later, the guy who we will call Dancing Man, he said, I knew they were mocking me. I didn't realize pictures were getting taken. That came as a surprise. I just remember them saying something or pointing and laughing or something. It was just one of those moments. It's happened in the past. It'll happen in the future. I'm sure it will. People just start picking on you because of your size. And that's how it went. Now, there actually is a positive ending to the story because as the thing went viral, some people stepped up to do the right thing. But in the end, the guy's humiliated and internationally so. We now move on. I believe this is in California where there's an 8-year-old boy. His name's Jack Nelson. He has cystic fibrosis, all right? So he's in the CDC's high-risk category for COVID-19. Again, because he has cystic fibrosis. According to his mother, Tasha Nelson, she says if Jack got coronavirus, quote, he would die. So Tasha and the rest of Jack's family, they've gone to extreme measures to ensure Jack's safety, including disinfecting everything that goes in and out of the house and wearing protective gear while outdoors. But then Tasha went to the store to run some errands. She says she was publicly shamed for wearing a medical mask and latex gloves. She says, quote, people laughed at me. I had to make comments like, she's the reason why my life's being disrupted. On and on it goes. She says, I'm trying to make sure it doesn't get into our house. Because if it does, I'll be burying my son. I'll do anything to make sure that doesn't happen. Spoken like a true parent. Now, she realizes that most people don't get it, but she never expected to be publicly shamed for taking precautions during a virus. She says it broke her heart, but it opened her eyes that other people don't understand how serious the coronavirus is for high-risk families. She explained, quote, even if Jack doesn't get it, if I get it, I have to be separated from him. My family has to be separated. I can't be near him and provide the care that he needs every day. Nevertheless, she and her son face constant ridicule.
Look at what's going on in Tulsa right now. I mean, whatever you think about anything, just know that the majority of the medical community, when you see them in a hospital, they're wearing a mask before all of this.
Right. If you're wearing a mask before the virus.
This is something that's in the medical community is known. Now, whether you agree with wanting to wear one or not, you have to. Because there's no mask, no service now in Washington State if you're going to walk into someplace. They have determined, without a shadow of doubt, the number one thing that you can do to help keep yourself from getting this as of right now is to wear a mask.
Well, that's not entirely true. Number one thing you can do is hopefully everyone else is wearing a mask around you. You wearing a mask isn't to protect you.
Yes.
It's to protect other people. But anyway, her kid has cystic fibrosis, so she's not playing that game at all. And now we go to Seattle, Washington, where a young man called into a radio show to share a story answering the question that was asked, quote, for better or worse, what trait did you inherit from your parents? Now, previous callers had shared tales that covered everything from hair loss to obesity to alcoholism, even to a keen sense of humor. This young caller, he offered up a story about the anatomy of his mouth, and he was subjected to 6 minutes of insults and laughter.
I had to have baby teeth pulled out, and then they pulled out some of the adult teeth underneath them as well.
Were they just too many teeth you had in your mouth?
The right amount of teeth, just my mouth wasn't big enough for them all.
So they had to remove normal teeth that we all have, but your mouth was so tiny that they had to leave you with a certain...
My jaw's just a little shorter than it should be.
You were so happy when sliders started getting taken over, weren't you? They started coming through all like, oh, it's a little hamburger for my little tiny mouth and my tiny teeth.
No, I don't have issues with that.
I'm just kidding, man.
But if you were to smile, it would just look like a normal smile. We wouldn't think like, man, his mouth looks tiny.
These 100-calorie snack packs are great. Just enough for my little mouth. You ever look at the quarter-pound big bite and just wish?
No, my mouth looks completely normal. Don't worry about that.
I cannot do a club sandwich. Or a Big Mac. Don't ever go to the Carnegie Deli. It's something up for normal people. But you're a small mouth.
A little tiny mouth. Yeah, and on it goes.
For better or worse.
He doesn't even eat hot dogs. He just eats pizza and like
he's his little Vienna sausage. A little tiny wiener.
Oh, yeah, what a cocktail wiener.
For better or for worse, what trait did you inherit from your parents, and what trait of yours do you hope to not pass down to your kids?
That he loves those carrots.
He is so happy that he's calling right now.
Like those asses. Don't have a small mouth. Stupid. This is a tough one.
You're right. Those 100-calorie snack packs are right there in his wheelhouse.
Oh, man.
It's a little tiny organ. It'll fit right in.
First of all, I'll say that show sucks. I don't know who
that's terrible.
Yeah, that's why radio gets
the
bad.
I just called to answer a question that he was asked, and the people that basically set him up.
Yeah.
So again, who sucks less? You have, again, the fat shamers over in Britain. His story ends well, but still humiliated.
Yeah, Dancing Man, that worked out.
It worked out with the people behind it. Yeah, sucked pretty bad.
I'm going to say that Ryan Castle here sucks the least. Yeah. I think, you know what I mean? It seemed like he got along with the joke. The guy didn't mind. He had a small mouth. Everything was fine. I think, I think that's where I'm going to go on this one, Ted.
mean, my instinct is to say the Seattle program sucks the least.
It does.
Because they're just having fun.
They're one of those just guys having fun.
Still feels bad about it, but not bad enough that he doesn't laugh about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll say they suck the least.
Okay, good. There you go. Hey, but it's up to you. You can debate now as the debate continues. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're in the Men's Room, 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Minutes away from drinking and toasting with a shot of the day.
Drinking.
Get ready, Bajolas. What are people saying now?
Well, we brought up the beer. That I can't say you're against it, but you don't seem quite as excited about the idea.
I'm trying to be realistic,
as I do.
Steve.
Yeah, but that's stupid. People that are realistic, they're just boring and they go nowhere. Miles, we need to do something stupid, and I know the boss will get mad, and we're not even supposed to be pushing the idea, but it's out there. It's out in the universe.
I think this year's a wash.
This is what people are saying. Other people, they seem to be supportive. They say, make a Pilsner, please. Someone else says, I like an IPA. Someone else just says, please make another beer. Someone else says, I like the black. I was disappointed when it ended with, it's a good beer. I thought you meant me. Someone else, make a German Hefeweizen. What about a hard cider? You should do a Men's Room Stout. There should be a Men's Room Mexican Lager. What's the difference between lager and Mexican lager? Does anyone know?
Mexican hops.
Okay. Let's see. And then one jackass
says you should make a summer shandy.
Summer shandy. No,
it could be all year round shandy.
Mm-hmm. No, not in any time shandy.
365 shandy.
Oh, God, no.
Is it the summer part or the shandy part? Shandy.
Shandy. You know what we should
like
do?
You like Line and Kugel, right? Is that your go-to shandy?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Is there another shandy out there?
How about a cream ale?
I don't know, because my only experience
with
cream
ale... You're from Rochester.
That's why I'm saying no.
Genesee cream ale, baby.
It's awful.
And the only other one I've had is a Pelican from Oregon, down there on the coast. They have a cream ale. It's not too bad.
Oh, now you have an interest in the beer. We should do it.
No, I'm just saying.
Can you make a cream ale shandy?
Ooh, like, you know, that would be like a sickle, what the hell they call those things that have the orange and the vanilla?
Cream sickle.
Yes. We will drink and toast
the ball
in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, a quick check into Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right. The newest product that sold out everywhere is beach chairs.
Oh, yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
You bet.
I mean, look, man, July 4th, went to a friend's, and basically they just commandeered the street. Everyone showed up with their beach chairs, canvas chairs, camping chairs, whatever you want to call it, and we did the big circle.
It's kind of interesting to see the things that are selling out based on this. So one of the things is kayaks, at least around here, because you can get out and you can do something.
You went kayaking over the weekend.
Yeah,
right?
Camping gear, just like all kinds of things where, you know, typically you think to yourself, well, of course I can go buy a tent. Well, they're selling like crazy.
I would think fire pits, too, because that's where all those beach chairs are going. They're starting to run big old fire pits.
Yes, there was a fire pit in the dead center of us.
I would have to think grills. I mean, just basic stuff. I mean, maybe you need a new one, but ultimately you're cooking a lot. You're staying at home.
Yeah.
Same, Mike. Saturday. It was like 8 of us around the fire pit distance.
There it is. Disney World in Orlando is still planning to reopen on Saturday, even as coronavirus cases skyrocket in Florida.
Orlando's not the best location for all this because there's so much going on in Orlando right now as far as the sports teams trying to get back together, everyone being quarantined. Is that where the WNBA is, Ted? Do you know? Are they in Orlando as well?
The WNBA is at the IMG Academy. So I don't think they're at Disney World.
That's a lot of letters.
But that's still in Orlando, right?
they're at the IMG Academy in Florida.
I don't know either.
I'm not positive where it is.
But we know the MLS is down there.
The MLS is down there. The NBA just got there in the bubble, but it seems like the bubble's going to burst if you open the park.
Yeah, I would think so. It's a crazy situation, man.
All right.
Look, man, you can social distance, but if I have the same harness over my shoulders and someone held on to, you know, like you would have to seriously clean those things between every ride. For an example, you're not supposed to touch the flag playing golf right now because other people touch it, pull it out.
Oh, right, right.
You don't want your hands all over it. Mm-hmm. So it's the same idea. It's like, look, it's not that, you know, you can't keep safe social distancing. Disney World's a huge park. Just the fact that you would have to wipe down every single thing after every single ride, and it's already a long enough line to get to that point anyway.
That seems weird, because if you chip in and there's no flag, but it goes over the hole, it should still count, because normally the flag would knock it down.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
This is definitely one way for tourist destinations to get people to come back. A campsite in Spain is offering coronavirus tests on site to all guests so that they can make sure everyone inside is healthy and no one will need masks or distancing.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Miles, you got some support for a cream ale. Sorry.
Oh, did I?
All right.
Thank you.
People have opinions.
I think maybe
we have a good idea.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
The EPA has approved two Lysol products as ways to disinfect surfaces to protect against the coronavirus.
Back to the original, huh?
I guess, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like bleach.
Right.
Lysol.
If you smell the original.
Exactly.
Lysol, like, remember Listerine, maybe in the last 15, 20 years, they finally introduced the green one?
Yeah.
Because the original one, you had no doubt it was killing germs in your mouth because it was like napalm on your tongue, right? The original Lysol, when you smell it, you're like, oh, all living life forms are being killed right
now. It almost seems like everything on this thing is just like back to the, you know, back to the future kind of stuff. It's just like baking soda, bleach,
right.
Murphy's oil soap, vinegar. Pine salt!
Or external use.
Exactly.
Five people from an AI company in New York were sick of self-isolating and sick of Zoom, so they all moved in together for a month. They pooled their money and rented out an entire bed and breakfast in Connecticut. Each person dropped $2,400 on it.
Damn.
For how long?
A month.
That's not bad.
I mean, when you break it down, that's not bad.
If you, bed and breakfast, you get fed.
Right. It's less than $100 a day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go. A chair.
Out.
Yeah, I'm not saying I would do it. I'm just saying.
You're basically moving into someone's house with them.
Right.
Knowing so there's a host family, too.
Knowing people is completely different than living with people.
Fact.
There's a reason why I've stopped having roommates at a point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or like, I don't care what the relationship is. That first vacation is a litmus test.
Mm-hmm. Even with your children.
A charity called Brides Across America is giving free wedding dresses to nurses.
All right.
Yeah. There's no more to that story. That's a good story right there.
Miles wants them to give scrubs to brides.
Yeah, I mean, it's like handing out condoms right. It's like handing out condoms right now. It's like, thanks, guys, but no one's having sex. You know what I mean? Like, if you are, if you're living with somebody and you have a partner or whatever, but bottom line is, the dress is more about the show. I doubt any woman out there wants to wear her wedding dress at a courthouse to get married.
Right.
So you might get the free wedding dress. You just got to make sure a year from now, if you can have the wedding, you know, you can still fit into it. I mean, like anything else. I mean, I know for a fact.
Every woman I know goes on or went on a diet before her wedding day. And I've made this argument. People think I'm being silly, but it is this one simple truth. Inevitably, if you're lucky enough that your marriage lasts, you know, they look at the wedding pictures and it's always the same thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Then I was. Understood. Here's what I would say. The wedding day's coming up. You already said you love each other. Man, just eat potato chips, ice cream. Just be as fat as you want to be. Now, when the wedding's over, stop eating like that because that's ridiculous. That way, when you look back at your wedding picture,
look how thin we are now.
Man, oh, man. Look how good I look now.
And trust me, when you're living with somebody and you're going to get married, you're on a diet, too. So it's not only the groom's going to be on a diet. Everybody's going to be I'm going to get in shape. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know the game. It's everybody.
An 11-year-old girl in Houston has been running a nonprofit called Lily's Toy Box that sends toys to kids who need them. She started it 3 years ago after Hurricane Harvey, but now she's sending them to kids of first responders.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Okay. A nurse in Chile has been taking care of COVID-19 patients around the clock, but 2 days a week she still sticks around after work to play her violin for them.
All right, nice.
Is it?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I know the sentiment is nice, but most songs that I hear solo violin, and look, every once in a while is very, very cool. I understand that. But generally speaking, the music that violinists would appreciate and enjoy playing, I would really rather not hear. It's like, you could be a fantastic opera singer. I recognize that your pipes are ridiculous. Your talent is off the chart, but your songs suck.
Yeah, but you said hospital, right? Or nursing home.
Doesn't matter.
I'm just saying, if I'm stuck in a hospital or I'm in a nursing home, the options can't be that great for entertainment. Like, please come in with the violin and play. I mean, I don't care. Play Flight of the Bumblebee.
Some people who want kids but don't have a significant other are apparently now having kids with strangers and co-parenting with them.
I'm sorry?
What?
Let me read that one more time. Some people who want kids but don't have a significant other are apparently now having kids with strangers and co-parenting with them.
I mean, look, you know, you live your life how you need to live your life. Boy, that sounds like a horrible idea.
I will say this, though. It's better than getting into a relationship and having children simply because that's on your timeline.
Right.
If this is something that you want to do and it's understanding, I would recommend some legal documentation on that.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's better than getting into a relationship or just based on situation that you want to, you know. So
my clock's ticking. Counseling beforehand.
Right, exactly. That might not be the worst thing in the world. Like, look, I need to have kids. Like, you can't force a relationship. But if that's what you want to do, you know, there's other ways of doing it other than artificial insemination. If you got a buddy who looks good and you want to...
I got a buddy that's been doing this since he was like 18.
What's that? Doing sperm bank stuff?
He ain't married to anybody. He's got like four kids.
He ain't married to anybody?
No.
That's true. Like, is he this new?
Did he want to have four kids?
No. He's just stupid. Didn't use condoms.
Oh.
He's just dumb.
I'm just saying like this. I'm like, wait a minute. Isn't this what drunk like people have been doing for years? I know a lot of people are like, whatever. That just seems crazy to me, man.
An auto worker in Michigan stabbed a coworker for cutting in front of him in a lunch line.
An auto worker.
Good work.
So I guess it was a cafeteria at the factory?
Might have been.
I'm guessing it was a Roach Coach.
Boy, that seems COVID safe.
Right.
Scrabble is actually going to start banning words from their game.
Like what?
I'll tell you all. Well,
give me one example.
I'll tell you a handful of them 1 hour from now. No, I'll just tell you the story 1 hour from now.
Banging my cock headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. We'll take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, Michael, we made it to drinking time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.